Talk TV was full of big-name politicians this week. There is no bigger name in politics right now, of course, than Donald Trump, and he was on NBC's Tonight Show last night, where Jimmy Fallon suggested a new theme song for the Trump campaign. All I do is win.
That's what I'm talking about. What do you think?
I mean, honestly, it happens to be 100% true.
But NPR Sam Sanders reports that the most effective talk show appearance of the week by a politician may have come from Vice President Biden, who isn't even a candidate, at least for now.
Donald Trump actually made two talk show appearances this week, and because he's Donald Trump and he does what he wants, his appearance on ABC's The View was done via phone.
Are you there, Big D?
I am. Hi, Whoopi. How you doing?
After that greeting from Whoopi Goldberg, Joy Behar called Trump out on some comments he made about Carly Fiorina, who's also running for president.
In Rolling Stone magazine, he said, look at that face. Would anyone vote for that? Can you imagine that, the face of our next president? Are you making fun of her looks, Donald? Because I know you
not
don't like
all.
It.
No, I'm talking about the persona.
Trump spent the whole interview not apologizing for comments he's made about women and Latinos. He said he's polling well with everyone. Classic Trump.
Please welcome Governor Jeb Bush.
Jeb Bush sat down with new Late Show host Stephen Colbert on Tuesday night.
So I'm going to say something that's heretic, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't think Barack Obama has bad motives. I just think he's wrong on a lot of issues. Mm-hmm. I don't ascribe.
Oh, you were so close to getting them to clap. You were this close.
No, but look,
you got to pause.
So close, but not quite. And that's how it went for pretty much the whole interview. Here's what happened when Colbert asked Bush about his campaign logo.
Your poster and your campaign poster is just Deb with a J, E-B, and an exclamation mark.
Yeah.
Why the Deb?
It connotes excitement. It connotes...
Were they laughing with Bush? Hard to tell. Next up, Hillary Clinton. She was on Ellen Thursday, and like everyone else on that show, she danced. Mrs. Clinton tried the whip and the nay-nay, but even her husband Bill said it was lacking. He tweeted, at Hillary Clinton, looks good with her whip skills, but needs work with her nay-nay. May require more lessons. Joe Biden didn't need any lessons in winning over the audience on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert Thursday night. The crowd was literally screaming his name. Biden spoke candidly with Colbert about losing his son Beau recently, almost crying at some points.
A couple months before he died, I was at his house, and he said, Dad, I know how much you love me. He said, you got to promise me something. Promise me you're going to be all right.
More than any of the other politicians on talk shows this week, Biden connected. He was relaxed. He was himself. He was real. Maybe because, at least at this point, he isn't running for anything at all. Sam Sanders, NPR News.